Hello and welcome to Tech Access Democast, LinkedIn Mobile. Hi everyone, this is Erin and welcome to this Tech Access Democast. We are going to be talking about LinkedIn again, but this time talking about the mobile app. And you can do a number of things with the mobile app very efficiently. You can add connections to your profile. To your network. And you can also view other people's profiles, of course. Additionally, you can look at messages people have sent you, view any notifications people have sent you, such as people who've requested to join your network or endorsed you for a skill. We'll talk about endorsers in a minute. And also, you can view news stories and other things that have come up, because last year LinkedIn bought a news conglomerate network thing, app, I don't know what it was actually, but it bought this news business called Pulse, and it's now integrated into the LinkedIn app. There is also an app called LinkedIn Pulse that's just news, and I'll go into that in a second. I'm going to be using the iPhone interface for this app because I find it has less problems. I've tried using the LinkedIn app on my iPad. It seems like there are a few more unlabeled buttons, although it does, of course, the same things. And it also seems to crash more. So although I like my iPad for reading and things, I don't think I'll use it so much for LinkedIn. And what I generally use the LinkedIn app for is to monitor my news stories and my groups, which we'll also talk about, and not so much to add people. I generally use the web for that, to add connections to my network, but generally for on-the-go things and for viewing news and group discussion, I will use the app. So let's get down to business and open the LinkedIn app.
Saturday, 9, Saturday, unlock, button, unlock, downcast.
Whoops.
LinkedIn.
And I'm already logged in, so I don't need to do that.
LinkedIn, 0 messages.
It will come up with a menu. As you go from left to right, you get the following information.
0 messages. Settings, 0 notifications. Settings.
You can change your settings for how this screen will appear and how LinkedIn in general will appear on your phone.
Selected. Menu drawer. Opened. Button.
The menu drawer is open. This menu drawer button goes from the top left to the top right of the screen, depending on what you have open. You just kind of have to search for it. But know that it's in the top, on the top, left or right. The menu drawer is currently open. It opens when you open the app. As you go down
profile.
The screen,
profile button.
Again, from left to
profile.
Right.
Button. Jobs. People you may know. Profile. Button.
It's best to flick because the top row is just a row, and the rest of it are kind of just, the rest of the icons appear to be just sort of scattered over the screen.
People you may know, but profile, button.
So it's best to flick from left to right.
People you may know, button. Connections, button. Jobs, button. Companies, button. Groups, button. Pulse, button. Add shortcut, button. Upgrade to premium.
We'll explore it in a minute. Or you can upgrade to LinkedIn Premium.
Updates, button.
For a fee, of course.
0 messages.
I don't have any messages, but if I were to go into it, I could read the messages that I had and respond to them. There is a compose button in the top-ish of the screen. It kind of hovers around the middle, I think.
0 notifications.
Notifications are people who have asked to join your network, people who've...
Empty list.
It's empty because there's nothing there.
Notifications. Search. Ellipsis.
At any point, you can tap on this search button, which is at the top of the screen, basically anywhere you are in LinkedIn, and you can search for people, companies, jobs, and a bunch of other things. So it's very powerful because it allows you to search basically wherever you are in LinkedIn. You can search for individuals to connect with, groups, companies, or jobs.
Selected. Menu drawer. Opened. Button.
The menu drawer is currently, it says it's open. In order
menu
to get
drawer,
back to the menu, I just tap on it, and it says I have 0 messages. It's going to bring up an empty list if I were to click on that. It takes me back to the messages.
0 notification settings.
Settings. Let's go in here, because there might be something you would want to change.
Download connect, add connections, upgrade to LinkedIn pre-selected, menu drawer, opened, button.
Menu drawer, of course, is hovering around the top. It kind of changes position.
Upgrade to LinkedIn Premium.
You can upgrade to LinkedIn Premium at any point.
Add connections.
You can add connections.
Download connections. Off.
You can download connections. You can have LinkedIn search in your contacts and add connections that way. The app will ask you when you first install it, and indeed, whenever you log out and log back in, if you want LinkedIn to access your email contacts, to the contacts that are on your phone, to add those connections and to match them with connections you may want. And I would, some people think that's a great thing. I think that's a terrible thing. So I said, no, I just add connections when I know who I'm looking for, or when I see someone that I want to accept who's asked me, can you add me to your network?
Push notifications.
You can be notified if someone asks you to join their network, if you have messages, that kind of thing.
About heading.
About LinkedIn.
Version 7.2. Help Center.
You can get help. It will load Safari and will load in the LinkedIn Help Center, and you can ask questions and
privacy
get
policy.
Answers. Privacy policy.
User agreement. End user license agreement. Feedback. Heading. Send feedback. System logs. Switch. Sign out. Button.
And you can, of course,
copyright sign 2014. About. Selected. Menu drawer.
So
open.
I want to go back
menu
to that
drawer.
Menu drawer
Zero
again.
Messages. Profile. Button. Updates. Button. Menu drawer. Update. Profile. Button. Updates. Button. Zero notification. Settings. Menu drawer. Closed. Button.
There's the menu drawer. It's closed because you're already in the menu. Okay. So when I flick to the right.
Updates. Button.
From the, that was at the top right. Updates. What's in there?
Selected. Menu drawer. Opened.
Anytime, of course, there's the search at the top of the screen.
Share. Button.
That share button also allows you to send an update to your connections. So if you have an update, like let's say you got a new job, you could press the share button and a little keyboard would come up and you could type in what you wanted to say. I just got a new job at such and such a place, and then share it with your network connections.
Invest in your relationships. Grow your opportunities.
That is what appears at the top when you go into updates and adding connections and things, a little slogan. I have no updates, but it would give me, if I had updates, updates of the various things that have been going on in my network over the past weeks. You can, of course, as you know, elect to receive them over email, and some people do, but they also show up in your app if you want to see them.
Selected. Menu drawer. Opened.
The menu drawer has moved. It's always at the top, like I say, but it moves around, so now it's at the top left of the screen.
Menu drawer. Zero messages.
Let's go back to the menu drawer.
People you may know. Profile. Button. Updates. Profile. Button.
We could go into the profile, and this would bring up your profile. You can tap on the various portions of your profile. I've not been successful in actually editing my profile with the app. I'm not sure if you can, but you can certainly try it out and see what happens. Underneath the various portions of your profile, such as background and summary, you will find skills and endorsements. And I don't have any right now, but you can find, or rather our spam person doesn't have any right now, but you can find who has endorsed you for a skill. So what that means is basically if people know that you have a certain skill and they're on LinkedIn, you can endorse someone with a skill. I haven't figured out a way to do that with the app yet, but I know you can do it on the website.
3 of 5 back button. Menu drawer. Closed. Button.
We'll get out of the profile. We'll go into the
Selected.
Menu again.
Zero messages. Profile.
That always takes us to the messages. Profile is kind of in the middle, so that's where I jumped to.
People you may know. But
this is sort of like Facebook. It will bring up a list of the people you may know, and you can tap on each individual person to add them to your network. My spam person
got here yesterday afternoon. Close. Button. Connections. Button.
When I do that,
connections. People you may
hang
know.
On.
Button.
When I do that with my spam person, it brings up a list of people that I know because I created the account, and I don't know how it figured it out, but it thinks that she knows some of the same people that I know. And I'm not going to bring up that list, but you can tap on each individual person and add those people to your LinkedIn network.
Connections. Button.
Connections. This will bring up a list of your connections.
3 of 5 bars. Selected. Menu drawer. Opened. Button.
The menu drawer is going to be at the top left again.
Now add connections. Button.
You can add a connection, and I'll show you how to do that in a minute.
Search. Ellipsis. Button.
Or you can search. Let's
search
bring
field.
Up search.
Is editing. Search. Search field. Is editing. Cancel. Button. Selected. People. Button.
It brings up a search field, and people is going to be selected.
Jobs, button.
You can search for jobs in a particular field.
Companies, button.
You can search for companies in a particular field or anywhere.
Groups, button.
Or you can search for groups. That search field is available everywhere in the app. It's always at the top, but that's what it looks like. I just chose to explore it here in the connections.
3 of 5 box search field is editing. Search.
I'm going to cancel, button. Which is at the top right.
Cancel. Button. Cancel. Menu. People you may know. Go to people you may know.
Going to people you may know.
Search. Ellipsis. Nav add connections. Button.
The add connections button is at the top. We're still in connections. Okay. So we have gone to the add connections button.
Add connections. Heading. See who you already know on LinkedIn.
You can see who you already know on LinkedIn before you even add a connection.
Add connect, cancel, button. Add connect, see, continue, button.
But what that means is it wants to import my contacts again. It's telling me, import your contacts from your phone. I don't want to do that.
Your contacts are safe with us. We'll import your address book to LinkedIn to suggest connections and help you manage your contacts. We won't email anyone without your permission. Learn more, button.
You can do it if you want.
Learn your see who you already know.
But my advice against that is it's going to add people to your network that you don't want, because I did that. And I had people contacting me going, you added my wife to your network. She's not on LinkedIn. I'm like, yeah, well, sorry. Oops, my bad. Of course, the email that I sent and the message that I sent back to didn't say it in quite that way. But, you know, that was kind of the gist. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But apparently the person's wife got a message in her email that said, so-and-so would like to connect with you on LinkedIn. And I went, oh, well, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Add connections.
So, okay. Cancel. I'm going to cancel that because I don't want to do it.
Menu drawer, closed, button, nav add connections, button, search, ellipsis.
So with the add connections button, all that it really does in the app is it will allow you to import your contacts and add them that way. If you want to search for people, my best advice is to go into the search that we were just in and search for people that way to add them. Okay.
Menu drawer, closed, selected.
Menu drawer again.
Connections, button.
The connections, excuse me. You can see who you already have, and you can view the people's profiles and look at them that way. And of course, before you add a connection, you can search for an individual, and before you add that person, you can view their profile as well.
Jobs, button.
You can search for jobs.
Jobs recommended for you, selected. Menu drawer, opened, button. Search, ellipsis.
Of course, button. There's the search button, always there.
Jobs recommended for you, dimmed.
There is a jobs recommended for you. That's what this brings up. A list of jobs that are recommended based on your profile. And you can look through those and see if any of those appeal to you. And you can double tap on any job and see what it says about it. Let's see. I think there's...
Nurse practitioner, psychiatric, Carolina Partners in Mental Health, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area.
Button. Okay. My person isn't in North Carolina, but it brings up jobs from all over the country. And there are even some, you know, it'll bring them up from Connecticut and everywhere. But if you look
job
at this
details.
Job, you go in and it gives you some job details.
Job details. Heading. Nurse practitioner. Psychiatric. Company logo. Image.
There's a company logo there.
Nurse practitioner. Psychiatric. Carolina Partners in Mental Health. Raleigh-Durham. North. Button. But RT15.
I'm not sure what that does.
Apply. Button.
You can apply for the job.
Save job. Button.
You can save it to view later.
Job description. We love nurse practitioners. Skills and experience.
There's
NP with a psychiatric background. Company
description.
Mental health treatment for adults and children, providing medication management and additional
why
information.
Why this was recommended, I have no idea. My spam person is not a nurse practitioner. Neither am I.
Jobs recommended for you. Dimmed.
Okay.
Back.
We're going to get out of there. But you can save the job. You can apply for the job. I believe that involves sending your resume and some other things. I haven't actually applied for a job on LinkedIn before. I use it more for people. Rather than jobs.
Menu drawer, closed, button.
The menu drawer has gone to the top left corner of the screen, so let's tap there.
Selected, 0 messages, jobs, button.
We're getting to the bottom here, never fear.
Companies, button.
You can go into companies as well.
Selected, menu drawer, follow new companies.
And you can follow activities of companies.
Follow new companies, search, ellipsis, button.
You can search for a company if you know of one.
Follow new companies.
If you want to follow a company, it will have your name at the top, and then as you go down,
companies to follow.
It gives you lists of companies that it thinks you might want to follow.
Clayton Watts, unselected, button.
you can select them. It's kind of unwieldy, the selection. You have to press this button that's to the right of each company name.
7,850 followers. Duncan Craig LLP. Unselected. Button.
And you get the idea. It shows you how many followers it has.
351 followers. Arrow Group B. V. Unselected. Button.
And you can select to follow these companies' activities and doings.
1,241 follow. Back. Button. 492 followers. Unselected. Time. Lex.
What is that? Let's just go into here. And if we go into a company, what does it give us?
Back. Button. Follow. Button. Time. Lex. Back. Button. Time. Follow. Button. Company logo. Image. Time. Lex. Time. Lex.
Okay.
About time. Lex. Similar companies. Dimmed.
You can look for an about. There's an about. You can go in there and look for it. Similar companies.
Plus 15.
I don't know what that number means that it gives you, but you can figure it out.
Time. Lex. Back. Button.
Okay. Let's get out of companies. We kind of know
back,
how that works,
button.
Kind of.
Menu drawer. Closed. Button.
Tap the menu
selected.
Drawer again.
Zero messages. Groups. Button. Companies. Groups. Button.
Now, here's groups. This is where the discussion comes in. They're kind of like forums, and you can discuss things with people who have the same professional interests that you do. You can get updates to your groups in your email. You can also just get them on the app.
Selected.
When you go into groups.
Search. Ellipsis.
Of course, there's button. The search button. You can search for groups.
Search. Ellipsis. Button. Join new groups.
And you can join new groups. Let's go in there, since we don't have any groups yet. It brings up a list of groups that it thinks we might want to join.
Disability.gov.
And that's how it allows you to join new groups. It brings up ones you may like.
Back. Button.
There's not.
Aaron Edgar. Heading. 3 of 3.
There's
groups
not
like.
A button to browse all of the groups.
Back.
That I can see. There's not a button to browse all the groups. It brings up groups you may like based on your profile. That's kind of disappointing. Maybe there's a button and it's just hiding from me. I'm not sure. But I couldn't find it when I kind of searched around the screens and everything. If you want a real detailed list of every LinkedIn group there is ever, you might want to go to the website and look there. Because if that button exists, it's not accessible with VoiceOver. I have not had Rodney to verify with sighted assistance whether there is one or not. But, you know, a button there to browse all the groups.
23,389 members.
Okay, let's get out of groups.
Menu drawer, closed.
Button. Menu drawer is at the top left.
Selected.
Again.
Companies, button, groups, button, pulse, button, add shortcut, pulse.
Before we go into pulse, let's skip pulse for just a second and
add shortcut. Button.
Look at add shortcut. What is
cancel.
That?
Button. Your recent activity.
It looks at your recent activity kind of like Facebook does and shows you what you've done. If you've modified your profile, if you've added a group or a company or a connection to your network, it will show you
button.
That. We're going to cancel that.
Companies.
That's not a very
button.
Intuitive way to label that
groups.
Link.
Button.
Okay.
Pulse.
Button. Or that button. Let's go into pulse.
Selected. Menu drawer. Opened. Button.
The menu drawer, it
browse and manage your news channels. Button.
This is where you browse and manage your news channels. Like I said, they acquired Pulse, LinkedIn did, and you can browse and manage news channels that you have.
Search. Ellipsis.
You can button. Search Pulse for a particular story.
50 Cent. Tech CEO. The interview.
It brings up news stories that you may like.
50 Cent. Tech CEO. The interview. Button. Not liked by user. 11 comments and 143 likes.
You
no.
can like it.
Simply admirable.
Or not.
Where are the earlier beats? Ellipsis. Well, just because I don't can't read. Ellipsis. 50 Cent or music is outstanding. Your movie was rich. Now accept it. The
wow.
science and the market will decide. Like. Not liked. At a comment. At the 10-point. Iraqi Premier Nuri al-Maliki's departure. Racial tensions. Not liked by. This is very nice when I visit. Este hermoso dia este lino de. Like. Not. At a comment. The man who really built Bitcoin. Not liked by user. Zero. The man who really built
okay,
Bitcoin.
Okay. Let's go in there. Just because that's a story and I can show you how to.
Viewing external site content. Back. Button.
Okay. It says it's going to an external site. And it's thinking.
Outlook. Link.
It kind of loaded Safari, sort of. It loaded like this website.
As the in March. Newsweek. Button. More. Button. Back. Button. Button. Navigator. Button.
There is a reader. There's an unlabeled button. I don't know what that does.
Global Edition. Link. List start.
This
landmark.
Is. It took us to Newsweek. It took us to like a Newsweek site. So let's do a two-finger swipe down and see if we can read this story.
Global Edition. Link. List start. Landmark. Insider. link, magazine, link, business reports, link, lists, link, as the person who mastermind, who cares about Satoshi, Aklik, link, image, the man who really built Bitcoin, the man who really built there Bitcoin, who cares about Satoshi Nakamoto, someone else has made Bitcoin what it is and has the most power over its destiny, by Tom Simonite, link, on August 15th, 2014, Aklik, link, image, why IT matters, the 13 million Bitcoins in existence are worth more than $7 billion. In March, a bewildered retired man faced journalists yelling questions about virtual currency outside his suburban home in Temple City, California. Dorian Nakamoto, 64, had been identified by Newsweek as the person who masterminded Bitcoin, a story that, like previous attempts to unmask its pseudonymous inventor, Satoshi Nakamoto, was soon discredited. Meanwhile, the person arguably most responsible for enabling the currency to swell in value to $7.7 billion, and with the most influence on its future, was hiding in plain sight on the other side of the country, in Amherst, Massachusetts. Yep.
You get the idea, right? Okay.
Like a post, not liked by you.
V1.13. Like so it takes us to this like weird button. Like Newsweek reader thing, but we're still in the LinkedIn app. We haven't actually gone into Safari. So at the very bottom of the screen, you can like this post.
Share post button.
You can share it.
Add a comment. Text
or you can add a comment.
Share post button.
If I bring up share, what does it do?
Alert. Share button. Send to connections button.
You can send it to your network connections.
Open in browser button.
You can open it in the browser.
Email link button.
You can email the link.
Cancel button.
Where you can cancel it.
Share post. Menu drawer.
We're going to go back.
Button. The 10-point Iraqi premier. Search. Ellipsis. 50 cent. Search. Browse and manage your news channels. Button.
We're going to go to browse.
Menu drawer. Browse.
It's
and
right
your
to
news
the right
channels.
Of the menu button. Drawer button. We're going to go to browse and manage your news channels.
Channels. Back. Button.
We'll see what they have here.
Professional women.
And it just brings up channels again that it thinks you're going to like. So I've got professional women so far.
Recommended. Dimmed. Channels. Heading. More suggestions. Following. Dimmed. More suggestions.
And at the bottom of that is a more suggestions link.
Unselected. Button. More suggestions. Following. Dimmed.
And following would take me to a list of the channels I'm following, if I were following any. So let's just...
Professional women. Recommended. Dimmed. Professional women.
Let's follow professional women. What does it do if I click on this?
Unselected. Button. Selected. Professional women.
You can select from this list all of the ones that you want, and then...
Back. Button.
I'm going into professional women just to look at it.
The case for cursing. Professional women's edition. Button. Not liked by user. Now all those news bloopers, after the reporter thought they were off air, and swore, just made sense. Can I meet to you? Like. Not. At a comment. What's, really, behind gender imbalance in tech? Not liked. Why is this a discussion? Seriously, equal doesn't mean a like. Not at a comment. At leadership, you take it with you. Not liked by user. 89 comments and 699
And you can view
likes.
The stories that are in
back.
That channel.
Button.
I'm going to go back.
Professional women. Following. Dimmed.
And now that I hit that select button just to the right of the channel.
Professional women.
It says I'm following that channel. So that is how you add a channel to
back.
LinkedIn.
Button.
With
menu drawer.
Pulse.
Closed.
The Pulse integration. I'm going to take you into the Pulse app. And just show you briefly what it is.
Home. LinkedIn. Pulse. Pulse. Profile icon. Button.
You can look at your profile, which in Pulse is slightly different. It
small in app icon. Find search. Button. New. Button.
Shows you what channels you're being followed. You can search for a story. You can look at the newest stories.
Edit. Button. List icon white. Button. Your lists.
You can create lists of stories that you've liked. I don't have any, but that's what that does.
All channels.
And you can look at all channels that exist and follow them.
Find more to follow. Button.
And if you do that, your channels will appear that you're following.
All channel.
They will appear in LinkedIn.
Find more to... All channels.
Let's look at all channels.
Your
and
list.
See what they have.
All
Whoops.
Channels. All channels. New. Button. Edit. List icon. Your lists. All channels. Find more to follow.
Find more to
Text
follow.
View.
Is what you would want
Sports.
To press in.
17
and
channels.
You can look at the
17 channels, 16 channels, search, 3 of search, text field.
Search is always at the top.
Done button.
There's a done button.
Arrow icon, dimmed button. Photography, 17 channels, arrow icon, entertainment, 75 channels, arrow icon, sports.
And you can go into these chat categories and look. Let's go into
17, arrow icon, food.
Food on LinkedIn?
20 arrow icon, fun and humor. 20 arrow gaming. 6 gaming, 6 gaming, error, 20, fun, error, 20, food, error, 7, inspiration, error, 31, sport, error, 7, enter, error, 7, photography, error, 28, channel, art and design, error, 41, channel, lifestyle, error, 26, politics.
Let's go into, lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Lifestyle. Back. Back button. Women's lifestyle. Arrow. Women's lifestyle.
And then there are some various channels.
Arrow icon. Men's lifestyle. Arrow icon. Health and fitness. Arrow icon. Autos. Follow. TED Talks. Health. Follow YPTN. Button. TED Talks. Health. Doctors present. Breakthroughs in medicine and healthy habits. Follow YPTN. Skift. Travel news from the travel. Airline. Follow. Good. Articles. Commentary and fiction on culture and society. Follow YPTN.
Okay.
Button.
You get the idea. You can follow with these little buttons.
Home designing. Inspiration. Follow YPTN. Back. Back button.
And that's
search. Text field.
Basically Pulse. You can get really involved and look at all these news stories and create your lists. I don't know if I'll ever use it, but I've downloaded it.
Pulse.
One last thing about LinkedIn that I want to mention is the LinkedIn Influencers Program. It took me a while to figure out what this was, but LinkedIn has a blog and they, you know, various blogs and they write articles. LinkedIn Influencers, basically you can apply to be an influencer and to write and contribute content to the LinkedIn blogs. This is different than channels. This is not news stories that they picked up from around the web. This is basically self-published material that you're publishing, kind of like with LinkedIn's endorsement, it seems like to me. And LinkedIn will, I mean, you can write material about business and connecting and things like that, and then LinkedIn will publish it if you are involved in the influencers program. It was previously only open to large business companies and corporations, but now it seems like they've opened it up to everybody. You have to apply to be published there, but it's something that they've opened up to the larger consumer. And I just figured I'd mention it because I didn't know what it was and it took me a while to figure it out. So I feel like I'm behind the times because they just, you know, they've had this going on for several months, and I didn't know exactly what it was. So that is the LinkedIn app. I prefer the iPhone version. The iPad version is a little bit clunkier, it seems like, and has a few more unlabeled buttons. But I have used it, and it's definitely usable. I will say that if you don't know your password and you're trying to type it in and it's testing you for a password, it does not have an accessible form of CAPTCHA. So and the CAPTCHA is very visually challenging, according to Rodney, who tried 30 some odd times and then gave up because he couldn't get it to work. And we have tweeted tech support about the problem, and hopefully they'll include an audio CAPTCHA at some point. That would be totally awesome if they did that. Of course, Facebook doesn't have an audio one either, and hopefully they'll get one soon too. And that is basically all that I wanted to say on LinkedIn. I will say I enjoy using the app for viewing news and things. And I don't use it so much. I use it to add connections, but generally I use the web for that because I just like the interface better for adding a connection on the web. Although I have searched for people in the app to do that. A few unlabeled buttons, but on the whole, a very good experience. Thank you very much for listening. And unfortunately, this will be the last Tech Access Democast for a while, so don't look for new content from us soon, but hopefully we will be back within the next few months. I say hopefully, no guarantees, but I hope you've enjoyed what you heard, and we certainly have enjoyed putting it out for you. So thank you very much for listening, and we will definitely be in touch if we are back.
To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.